Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome to a behind-the-scenes, beauty-schooled, investigative episode of Fat Mascara.
Interesting.
I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. We're talking about a crazy eye-massaging beauty gadget that we're trying, the new FDA-approved lip filler from Juvederm, and rounding it out with gray hair and what the hell to do about it.
And we have journalist Virginia Sol Smith with us. She went to beauty school, and she lived to tell about it.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Jen, it's real early.
Yeah, this is the first time we're recording in the AM, people.
It's early. I'm not a morning person. and I figured I'd bring us a little surprise.
Oh.
These, like, wackadoo ski goggle eye massaging things.
Sounded like it was going to be, like, meth or some pills or something.
I brought you something.
what did you bring me?
They're called Jadu Eye Massagers.
Okay.
I know they look crazy, but just put it on.
Oh, it looks like a ski goggle mask.
They look really chic.
And why is this good for morning? Why do I need this?
Well, they have all these little nodules inside, and what it's going to do is it's, like, going to massage your eyes. It vibrates. It seems a little weird.
So it's a face mask with little nodules to massage around my eyeballs to make me look, what, more awake?
It's going to stimulate the circulation.
Okay, I'm putting mine on. Have you tried this yet?
Of course. I wouldn't let you try something
okay,
like
so this is my present. Why
aggressive?
Is mine Barbie hot pink and yours is
I know,
like Darth
I'm kind
Vader.
Of pissed that you got the Barbie one.
All right. Here we go.
But it's going
on my head right
it
now.
It increases the... Oh, you look hot.
Thanks.
It increases the lymph flow. And by doing that, it's going to reduce dark circles. And it's just going to, I think by like shaking your eyes a little bit.
Around your eye.
Yeah, around your
like
eye.
Like when you're
no,
at a facial
eyeballs.
And she's doing all the lovely tapping around your.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you don't have like an in-house facialist in the morning.
You can have a Jadu.
You're going to have a Jadu. It's going to shake
all right.
stuff up.
I feel like an idiot. Are you putting yours on?
I'll do it too at the same
okay.
time.
So now what do I do?
Listeners, you might hear a little rumbling.
Yeah, we sound a little nasal with these on.
Oh
my god.
Wait, it feels good.
This doesn't feel like a facial. It feels very vibrate-y.
It just kind of I find it a little calming.
Is this meant to wake me up or make me go to sleep?
Oh look,
it's pulsing.
It pulsates.
Okay. It's, I don't hate it.
No, it just kind of shakes things up. It stimulates the lymphatic drainage.
I'm lifting mine off. I can barely talk with this on. You can see out of it, which is cool, but it's definitely not something I could be doing, I think, in public.
No. It's for at home, on your pillow, in bed, just to kind of transition to the day. And I actually feel a little bit more bright-eyed and, like, relaxed.
Weirdly, I'm not lying, your eyes look more open. Why is that? Maybe your lymph fluid drained away.
I think it did something.
Okay. Great. So the rest of the episode is going to be super exciting.
I feel energized.
Love
you
it.
Do, everyone.
You do it.
It's a do. Oh. Somebody please hire us for copy and branding. Okay? Not just a pretty face.
Oh, baby. Don't you lose your lip on me, no, now.
Jess, I have dermatology news for you.
Oh, I love a bit of dermatology
news. And you know I do too.
Yeah.
So Juvederm just came out with a new lip filler called Juvederm Volbella. It just got FDA clearance last week.
Oh. And what does that mean, FDA clearance? It's safe? It's been tested?
It's been through all of its 3 stages of clinical trials and is now officially a drug that is available in the American marketplace.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You couldn't go to a doctor today and get it, but within the next 3 months, it'll be like going out to doctors.
Cool.
Not that you need lip filler. But here's why it's different. I don't know if people really know what lip filler is. I think they still picture, what's that movie with Goldie Hawn where...
Oh, First Wives Club.
Yeah, you know, like a big collagen tube in your lips and it looks fake. Because we've seen that on Instagram.
Yeah.
But the good lip fillers are hyaluronic acid spheres, which are... It's a chemical that holds like 300 times its weight in water, I guess.
Something crazy like that.
There's different forms of it. And so you inject that into wherever you need fullness, and it plumps up the area temporarily. So like the older version of Juvederm, I think it lasted like six months. This one's different because, first of all, it lasts a year. And then it also has different weights of hyaluronic acid. So I'm going to throw out a term here. I think it's more viscous, if you will.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the point of it is not necessarily to get that full overplumped look, but just to like smooth out the little vertical lines you get in the top of your lips as you get older.
Okay.
Which, do you have those? No, you
not yet.
You're young. I think people call them smoker lines.
Yeah, but even if you don't smoke, we're going to get them.
I assume so. It must be genetic.
It's like the lipstick bleeds into them. That's why a lot of, you're aging, like you don't want like something too creamy.
I just noticed that I was starting to have to wear lip liner sometimes on the top lip, mm-hmm. so it didn't bleed. What do you think? Should I get Juvederm Volbella instead?
I don't think you need that. Come on.
But like, I see.
It's nice to know that this tool exists for when, you know,
yeah, so
time
you won't
marches
look like
on.
Fish trout pout. You'll just be smoother.
Yeah, I think a lot of like the lip fillers are getting a lot more realistic because people who I don't expect to have lip fillers will tell me like, oh yeah, I've gotten lip filler.
So many women I know under 30 have lip filler.
I don't know how I feel about that. Under 30, it still kind of freaks me out.
But yeah. I know, so I'll wait. I'll wait a little bit
Please
longer.
Please wait. Please wait.
But for anybody else who's interested, check it out. Juvederm Volbella XC is what it's called. And it just got approval. Very interesting.
Every silver lining's got day. Touch
of gray. The other day, I've really been noticing, well, it's been happening, but the other day was really brutal.
What?
I was in some bad lighting.
Yes.
And I saw that my grays are coming in really fast and furious. I used to be like, oh my God, I found a white hair. And now it's like tufts. Like above my ears, and like in my hairline.
So, tufts?
Tufts.
Okay.
So I was like getting ready for dinner with my friend, and we were like getting ready in the mirror like girls. And I went to go pull a couple out, and she goes like, oh no, honey. She goes, when you pull one out, don't you know, six come to its funeral? And I looked at her like, is that really true?
You're a beauty editor. You should know about this.
I know I should, but
Let
I
me,
don't. I'm just...
Listen, I have some
know.
Expertise in the matter, as you know if you've ever looked at me. I have a full head of gray hair, and I've had
it's
it since...
full.
All right, but...
You have like a cool streak.
I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, let me school you. When you pluck a gray hair, more do not come back. I think the myth got started because while the gray hair isn't there, you're aging, so more gray hairs are coming in. Then the one you pluck starts regrowing, and all of a sudden it looks like you have three where you just had one, but really you were just getting a little bit older in the process. So she's wrong.
Okay.
But you are doing what I had to do when I was 15 is when I started seeing tufts of gray hair come in. So I've been dealing with it since then. So do you want me to, like, welcome you to the club?
Yeah.
You have red hair, which is kind of an issue, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's gorgeous and you don't want the grays.
I just don't want to start, like, chasing it now with a dye.
Right. So when I first started getting gray, like, teenager, fine, nobody cares. But in my, like, when I hit, like, 19, 20, I started using a semi-permanent at-home hair color. Because, A, it turned the grays into, like, a little bit of a highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were lighter, but it didn't look like it was dyed. And then it washes out so it doesn't give you gray roots, which is what I think really makes you look old. Even older than, like, gray hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was using the Garnier, Nature something.
Oh, the Clairol Natural Instincts?
Thank you, Clairol Natural Instincts.
No, I used to do a Clairol Natural Instincts glaze, but that doesn't cover these bad boys up anymore.
Oh.
They're too strong. Yeah.
Okay, so then you're at the phase where I am, where, like, you need some serious dye.
Exactly.
Are you ready to go there?
I'm not quite sure yet.
The other thing you could
do. It's a commitment.
I don't know where your grays are, but what I do, first of all, I have a huge white streak, so I dye around it. So I dye the rest of my hair permanently brown, and the white streak comes through. But when I'm getting roots coming in on my hairline, I use Color Wow. Do you know what that is?
Yes. We feature that all the time in Cosmo. It's a really cool product.
Which you've never had to use till now.
Yeah.
No, it looks like an eyeshadow compact, but it's a powder color that you use a little brush and you paint it on. And I was like, this is never going to stay. But it really works. It covers the gray and it lasts through, like, the whole day. And then you wash it out when you shampoo. And I mean, you can't see the gray when you put it on.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
I don't know if they have a red shade. We'll have to get one for you.
I'm going to investigate this.
All right, this is going to be an ongoing fat mascara trial of what Jess is to do as her tufts of gray hair, which, by the way, I can't see at all, really, as they start to come in. Follow along, listeners. Time to meet one of the big personalities of the beauty world. This week's guest is writer Virginia Soul Smith. And I don't know if she knows this. I call her VSS when she's not around.
Love
so
that.
Virginia
so cool.
Soul Smith. I've actually been following her writing since 2010. She wrote an article about going to beauty school. And I sort of, Virginia, I internet stalked you for a while. Until, as you know, I got you to write for me at the magazines I was at. And I just love your writing. And Jess, she's written for you too, right?
Yeah, you wrote for Cosmo on the big sunscreen story.
Great. Yeah. So the topics that Virginia typically writes about, just so you know, are social selling of beauty products. She's written about anti-aging skincare and how it really works. You love a little subculture. I know you like to find your way into weird little worlds, but we're so excited to hear what you have to say. So welcome, Virginia.
Thank you for having me.
And you know I'm going to have to ask you about beauty school first.
Of course.
This is, like, what fascinates me. So you went to beauty school, like beauty school dropout. I think it's called cosmetology school.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you attend that when you're a writer?
So I actually went to the aesthetics program at cosmetology school. So there's a little known fact about beauty school. There's cosmetology is really just hair.
Oh,
and then aesthetics is where you do waxing, facials, body treatments, like all the spa
and that's
stuff. And that's what
attended.
I did, yeah. And then there's nails. It's like its own little separate world within the world.
Right.
So it's kind of what you just touched on. I mean, I love exploring different subcultures. I love, and especially women-dominated subcultures, like sort of female-only spaces. And I think beauty salons are in some ways like, I mean, they're like this holdover from another time in a lot of ways, or these places where it's like all women, you know, doing beauty work, like being together, you know, the Steel Magnolias kind of image of beauty salons, where you're all best friends and all of that. So it's always just been a world that I was really interested in. But at the same time, as a beauty consumer, which I definitely am a big beauty consumer, you always feel a little awkward. I always felt a little awkward in that world. Like, it's weird when someone's waxing you.
There's a power dynamic.
Yeah, and it's a weird power dynamic because it shifts back and forth, right? I mean, on the one hand, you're the paying customer. You kind of get to call the shots. Salon workers are grossly underpaid in most parts of the world. So, you know, there's this whole sort of economic thing going on. But on the other hand, you're having to be really vulnerable with them. They're seeing you naked or they're seeing you without makeup, which is apparently very rare for some women. You know, they're seeing you in all these, like, tense, you know, and they're having to kind of like zero in on insecurities and fix them for you. And so
there's this, all of this is what you were thinking about when you were like, I want to see what
I wanted to know what
behind.
Was like on the other side of the salon chair, the spa bed, because I wanted to understand more about that relationship.
So was it all women in your school?
There might have been one token gay guy in the hair program, but definitely in aesthetics, there was no men. Yeah, but interestingly, the school is owned by a man. A lot of salons and beauty schools are owned by men.
Which is its own weird
right.
Power
so it's like
dynamic.
This strange sort of a lot about that school in particular. But you know, from talking to other people, I think this is a common trope. You have kind of like this one straight male super alpha guy who owns the school and kind of. Frankly, like mansplains the heck out of it to the women there.
Yeah.
And then you have like all the women who work for him or who are students there and that whole dynamic. Yeah, it was fascinating.
I know Jess was like, what is it like? Like what's a lesson like?
So the program I did was 600 hours. It took 9 months because of you.
And were you working at the same time?
Yeah, I was.
So you were doing this like just for your own education.
Well, it was you know for material. It was because I knew I wanted to write about it definitely. Mm-hmm. So I was still doing my usual freelance magazine writer gig during the day, and then at 5:30 I'd have to like race.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Down to get there because you had to be there by 6 p.m. or you were late and you lost points. It was a very complicated, stressful system. Yeah. And then I would be there from...
You lost points.
Yeah, like time. Because in order to graduate, you have to get your 600 hours. So right. If you're like 15 minutes late, you're going to have to make up those 15 minutes because it's all about... It's like a clock system.
Right. Please tell me about some of these hours. Like if you're learning a lesson, like today's lesson is facials. Are you doing them?
Yes. Yes. It's very hands-on. The first, like, maybe 150 hours or so is more bookwork. I mean, there is a textbook, and we would have quizzes, and, you know, it would be, like more what you would think of with school. But then once you reach pretty early on, you're in the spa of the school. So at first, you work on each other, and then once you get to a certain level, you're working on clients, customers that come into the spa. So it was very much like working in a spa. It was like I had a part-time job working in a spa, doing facials, doing makeup, doing bikini waxing.
What
all
was
that
it
kind
like?
Of stuff.
What was that like?
Just which one, the bikini wax?
Bikini waxing, that's what you want to know about. That's what everyone wants to know.
That's what everybody
about.
Wants
I
mean, to know.
I can't.
You want to know what it's like to be up in another woman's vagina. I mean, let's just, I can use those
I mean,
words.
I'm curious. I've been on the receiving end, so.
Oh, God.
So it's actually physically really challenging.
Were you scared the night before? I just have to ask you. Is it like...
I was more scared about being waxed. I mean, I had been waxed
by
before.
Your fellow students.
But yeah, the fact that you're going to... Because we had to learn all this on each other. So while I have had many bikini waxes from well-trained professionals, the idea of doing it, you know...
The girl with the 15 hours under her belt.
Yeah.
Did you know who you were going to be partnered up with?
Yeah, well, you kind of like worked it out in class and traded off a lot. Yeah, yeah. So you knew.
You know, like taking a name out of a hat.
No, but there was a lot of... you know, like there was one brave girl who was like willing to be the first Brazilian because everyone was like, okay, you can kind of
wait,
just
you do Brazilians too?
Yeah, Brazilians are that.
Okay, you were saying it's a very physical?
It's very physically challenging.
In what way?
Well, you have to get in really weird positions.
Yeah, we do when we're getting one.
Yeah, well, because you have to kind of maneuver, like you're bent over the table, like you get a really bad backache because you're like bent over the table doing all this stuff. You're, you know, you're having to like move, like carry their legs, move them in weird ways. Like it's pretty physically demanding. Mm-hmm. You stop thinking of it as a vagina pretty quickly. It's like just skin and hair and you're just like in this weird space.
Okay, so you've disassociated from the person above.
You kind of have to, which is one of the troubling things to me because they sort of become like just this like object to you that you're working on, but it is human. And of course, everyone, I mean, this is the fact, every woman who comes in for a bikini wax apologizes in some way or another. Like they all say,
I'm
such
sorry,
a
I'm
hairy
a mammal
beast.
And I have hair.
Exactly.
Like, what's there to apologize for?
They all apologize for that. Yeah. I'm sure
they
you have.
Apologize for having one.
Yeah.
For having hair that needs to be removed. And it's like, which is such a weird thing.
And so you do the like the comb powder that they do, like, oh, honey, it's fine. Yep, like, what'd you do this weekend? And then you just get down to business?
Yep. And then you stop thinking of it. Like I said, it kind of just becomes like skin and hair. And, you know.
This is kind of reassuring to know, though. Then I will feel maybe a little less you know, scared to go in there to think like she's not judging me. You're not judging.
No.
They're just thinking of it as like a palette. Like this is my
yes.
job. This is
yes.
just like.
And you're thinking like my back really hurts. I want to go on break. This client's taking too long. I'm going to miss my break.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a like it's a job and you're kind of in you're in that zone. I mean, the sort of times where it was more than that, I would say, was when we were working on each other because we did have relationships, obviously.
Oh, because it's someone that you know
yeah. them. And, like, there was this one, like, the girl who volunteered to do the Brazilian, there was, like, three of us waxing her because everyone has to get practice. Because that's the other thing. You have to do a certain number of procedures, so you're always trying to get your practice in. And, you know, we were not very good at it. Things were going badly.
Oh, no.
Wax was sticking in bad places. Like, it was kind of a mess, a hot mess. And
literally
a hot mess. But it ended up being this kind of great bonding experience because, like, it was like I can only compare it to, like, coaching women through childbirth. We were, like, her Brazilian doulas. Like,
yes.
we were, like...
It's not unlike that.
It's not unlike it. And, you know, it was, like, this very... So this is what fascinates me about the whole world, is you have what is on the face of it, you know, basically a service that we do to please men. I mean, removing body hair in painful ways is, like, definitely something from a more patriarchally driven beauty culture.
Right.
Sure. But in that space where we're doing this thing... that can be so objectifying, it became this really empowering, like, beautiful moment between women
bonding,
of, like,
experience.
Bonding and, like, getting through it together.
Yeah, like, we've all been there, honey. Like,
yeah,
you're
totally.
Right. That way.
Totally. So I ended up being, you know, I definitely went in expecting to sort of find the entire thing, like, exploitative and, like, both for the worker and for the woman and just, like, be angry about it. And I ended up being like, you know what? Under the right circumstances, it can be a beautiful thing, you know? I mean, if it makes her feel good about herself, like the customer,
right.
if the worker's being well-paid and respected for the work, you know, then, it's
kind
of
awesome.
But it
wasn't, like, all vulvas all the time. You did other stuff,
no,
right?
No, definitely.
So, like, facials. Like, what
did.
Was the craziest thing that happened in school?
I think probably one of the craziest nights was when we had to learn to spray tan. Because now...
They've added that into the curriculum.
Yeah, because it's very trendy. So,
right.
you know, it was like with one of these... airbrushing machines, you know, not the spray tans, the tank.
The booth.
Right. We didn't have
the booth.
It's like
you're
a handheld.
Doing
it by hand.
Like yeah, your
hand.
Couture tans. Exactly. So we were learning to couture tan each other.
the couture tan?
I don't know.
Hashtag couture tan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now it's a thing.
It's going to be a big thing.
But you held it. I know what you're talking
you're
about.
You're having
little,
to,
aerosol can thing.
But because it was so messy, we couldn't do it out in the main spot. So we're, like, all crammed into the bathroom and, like, the shower. And, like, spray tanning each other, and everyone's, like, turning weird shades of orange, and, like, that was definitely one of the nights where you're like, what is this?
It sounds like the premise of, like, an E, like, reality show.
Yes,
like,
a reality show.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's probably something they have in development.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm Hollywood.
You go ahead and pitch
you can
that.
Call me.
You can
I'm here, Hollywood.
Send your residual check.
Yes.
So spray tan night was a crazy time.
Yeah, that was a really weird night. I mean, otherwise, I would say... Stuff like, I mean, anytime you're doing the body treatments, like the body wraps, there's still the element of they're getting pretty naked. Also, most of that stuff really doesn't do anything. So there was the weird knowledge that you were just doing something completely pointless.
You mean like facials and body wraps?
Facials, I actually think also are kind of pointless. To be honest, I'm sorry. I know I'm talking to beauty editors.
No,
but,
okay. It's okay.
I'm not that into a facial myself.
But I mean, really with a facial, you're paying someone to wash your face and put moisturizer on, which a lot of us
you're
know
blowing
how to
a lot of
do.
People's minds right now.
Yeah.
Like women love, they're like, she told me I needed this. And I, and
oh,
my
I know.
And they're always like, there's congestion.
Oh, they
what
do.
Is, what
yes.
does that mean?
Yes. It means if we tell you there's congestion, you'll buy a product to fight your skin congestion.
Which is exactly. But I sat there and I was like, what's going to fix my congestion?
Yeah.
Which I was like, does she mean like I have a stuffed nose? I was so confused by that. That
word sounds so scary. It's like, get it out.
Get it out.
And I will pay X amount of dollars to do so.
Yeah, well, and then they can extract you. I mean, extracting is really fun. That extracting pimples.
It's really fun?
It's super fun.
I feel like it might be.
It's super fun. Come on, like who does it? Okay, first of all, we all pick our, everyone does it. Everyone like picks scabs and squeezes pimples. So to be able to do it like with free rein because you're wearing gloves and it's like you've been trained how to do it correctly.
You're getting
if you're,
paid to
yeah.
do it.
If you're that type of person who like gets off on that,
yeah,
oh my God.
Totally.
Which weirdly, I feel like everyone you talk to about that, I have not yet found a person that doesn't really enjoy plucking a hair.
Yeah,
or,
super
And they
satisfying.
All think it's really weird. And I'm like, no, everybody likes plucking hair.
Yeah, it's,
I'm going to tell you something really gross. I like popping my own pimples.
And you're like, yeah, everybody likes that.
We all do.
It's very enjoyable.
We love it. Yeah. We love it, yeah.
So that part.
Yeah, that part's
like,
super fun. But other than that, I would say facials are pretty much your, I mean, if you like that you get to take a nap while you have have your face washed. I definitely see it's like a nice multitasking. If that you want to pay someone so you can sleep while your face is washed, great. But other than that, no, your skin's not going to like be
okay, so
much
in the Virginia Soul Smith world, we are not getting body wraps or facials.
Right.
We're being very careful.
What are
just we
like
getting
them.
Done? Spray tans?
If you want to be tanner, sure. Yeah.
And
it does
waxing.
Visibly work. Okay. I mean, at least with spray tans and waxing, like there's no like mystery to whether it
right.
worked or not. Like you either have less hair.
I am tanner or
I am tanner. So
tan and hairless.
Yeah. I like the beauty treatments where the results are very tangible,
Got
you know,
it.
And you don't have to be like, oh yeah, I sort of see, I have less wrinkles. What maybe? Yeah, that's
And you
okay.
and you worked in other. I mean, you've researched other things besides beauty, and this must be part of your life. Is that you've picked up all this knowledge along the way? Like you, I remember you wrote a story about female Viagra, energy drinks. I mean, you've done stuff on detoxing, meditation. Like after 10 years of writing these kind of things, what have you changed in your own life that you like? Actually do. Obviously not body wraps.
I mean, I would maybe still do it just for the fun of it, not to fight cellulite. I think what's really awesome about just what I do and what you just talked about is you get to sort of have flings with lots of different things and
yeah.
they don't always stick. Like right now I'm doing a really cool story on weightlifting. So now I'm like getting really into weightlifting right now, but cool. like talk to me in 6 months. I don't know that I'll still mm-hmm. be weightlifting. Like that
yeah.
could be a fad.
Well, but we both work at women's magazines and we get this complaint all the time that it's like, you're just selling me something I don't need.
Yeah.
And you're just writing a tip
right.
to write a tip.
Yeah.
Like what are some of the things that you're like, actually I gave a good, like that was
really,
a really good tip.
That really
I followed
stuck,
myself.
Stuck with
yeah.
that.
Like
wearing sunscreen,
or,
definitely.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Definitely drank the sunscreen Kool-Aid.
I know you did something on detoxing. Do you detox?
Yeah, okay. So detoxing, I don't...
Like, that's a word we're very skeptical. I'm very skeptical of.
Yes, as well you should be. I don't believe in detoxing. Like, you know, from doing that research and talking to a lot of experts, it's pretty clear you don't actually cleanse your body of toxins. You don't need to, like, follow a special diet to, like, remove impurities from yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of garbage.
Your body does that already.
Yeah, you have
it's
a liver and
a
kidneys.
Liver. Yeah.
It's doing a great job.
I'm so glad she's supporting us on this.
Oh, completely, 100%. The detox piece for self, that was definitely the conclusion we came away with, was that it's a lot of marketing garbage. What I did, however, get super into while I was on the detox was protein smoothies.
Okay.
And they've kind of revolutionized my breakfast life. Not because they're detoxing me, just because I realized eating a lot of protein in the morning means I am not angry by 11 a.m.
Thank you, Virginia.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Jen.
Raise a wand, Jess.
You first.
You're not loving this morning show. And I'm like totally feeling it. Okay. So as you know, I was just on vacation.
Yes.
I went
your
to
pictures
the,
were amazing.
I just went to the highest and driest place on earth. The
it
Atacama,
looked like you were Mars.
It was like Mars. It was the Atacama Desert in Chile. It is windy as, I'm sorry, windy AF
windy
is what I'll
AF.
Say. So my skin got all chapped and I needed a fix. And I had this lovely stuff in my bag and it is bomb. It's Waxaline. Have you heard of this?
I haven't.
I found it at Whole Foods, like right near the checkout when they get you with the little goodies. It is called the Petroleum Jelly Alternative. So it's a non-mineral oil, non-petrol atom-based jelly that like works sort of like petroleum jelly does, just to soothe and act as a protectant on the skin.
Do you put it on your face?
I put it everywhere. Like, look, under my nose, it's still, like, a little bit peeling.
Oh.
You know when your nose is peeling and it looks like you have boogies, but
oh,
you don't?
Yeah.
So I've been putting the Waxaline on. They use beeswax as the base of the protectant instead of mineral oil. I really dig it.
And you didn't break out.
And I didn't break out.
No, your skin looks really good.
Ta-da.
I said that to you the other day. It looks good.
What are you raising a wand to?
I'm raising a literal wand. A mascara wand.
Oh, good. We have not done a mascara yet.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Kind of.
So remember when Sir John was here a couple weeks ago and he was like, I'm all about like, you know, either a cobalt blue, like hit of liner or mascara. He's like, oh, you could even do like, you know, khaki or hunter green. My
yes.
eyes were like, bing, because
ba-bing.
I like love green.
Yes.
The YSL Rouge Couture, hold on, Vinyl Couture mascara, mm-hmm. I have in hunter green.
Ooh.
It is... so gorgeous. Like, if this doesn't look like a jewel, what does? And you just pop it on your lashes. You don't even need a lot of, like, line or anything. And here's the best part. I actually wear this to work. And you can't see that it's green under, like, fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
But once you're outside or in natural light, it gives you just that little bit of someone to be like, are you, oh my God, is your mascara green?
Ooh.
It's so pretty. It's not garish and gross. It's subtle and beautiful. Ooh, it's all about that natural light hitting the green outside.
I think Sir John would approve.
Oh, it is SJ approved indeed.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.